morning to you both, Jill and Haimanot.
Thank you.
Welcome to Auroville, Haimanot.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Nice to be here.
It's the purpose why Haimanot is visiting. I think one of them is also to work with you on the play.
Yes. I mean, the larger purpose, Mother has control over that. We don't know what she has in store for him. But the earthly purpose is to direct the play that we've been working on since August. It's a play by Shakespeare, a comedy called Twelfth Night.
Hmm. How come you choose that one? It was your decision, or?
Well, I had worked on that play before for some reason. In fact, I had done it twice. Hmm. First in Los Angeles, where I used to teach, and then in Ethiopia in a different language, in Amharic. So I felt as I really enjoyed the play, very universal, very humorous. So I thought it would be wonderful to do that again in India.
And then you decided to do a teamwork? Or how was that? How the story goes?
Yeah, we didn't quite know. I mean, I knew that Haimanot was coming. And so I figured that the best thing I could do would be to prepare the actors to become familiar and easy with the text. So anyway, Shakespeare takes some time, especially if English is not your first language, takes some time to get used to the language, the rhythm and tempo of the language, and to make sure that everybody understood every word that they're saying. So we started in August, and it took us about 2 months, maybe more than 2 months, to really feel comfortable speaking that kind of heightened lyrical language that Shakespeare is so well known for.
Hmm. So how far are you with the preparations? Because as far as I know, the play is supposed to be on the beginning of December.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, Jill's done a lot of work, and I was very delayed, to say the least, arriving for one reason or another. And so Jill has done a lot of good work in terms of bringing all the actors together and making them feel a little comfortable with the language and helping them with some of them, with their language and what some of the words mean. So
the plays will be actually very traditional, if understood correct.
Well, we're using the original text. We've made a lot of cuts so that it won't be 3 hours long. Shakespeare is known for five acts, and you have to deal with that somehow. But we would like to add the Indian flavor to this play, and so you will see on stage some surprises. I don't want to describe too much,
yes,
because that would spoil the fun, but you will see something of India in our production. Mm.
The thing about Shakespeare is that he's so universal that in whatever country, in whatever language you do Shakespeare, somehow it feels like it was written for that society. So, but when I did it in Ethiopia in Amharic language, which is our language, and then we add flavors, Ethiopian flavors, to the thing and make it very local. So now that we're doing it in India, I would like to sort of incorporate some of the flavors and colors of India so that it has that unique look to it, and we pay homage to the culture in which we do it.
Mm. Sounds interesting. So we still got a month and something to wait, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the beginning of December, yeah?
Yes, it'll be at Bharat Nevis Auditorium, December 7, 8, and 9, which is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So please, everybody, come. It will be delightful and engaging and joyful and full of music and maybe even some dance. We don't know yet, but very colorful and a lot of fun. So I hope everybody will join us.
And we have a lot of work to do in a short time, so wish us luck.
Yeah, but, okay, you mentioned Mother, but anyhow, what brought you to Auroville?
Well, I heard about Auroville from my friend Takaste over 10 years ago, and And we used to work in an NGO together. So when I saw him off 10 years plus ago, I never saw him since. And I was always wondering about this magical place that he went to. I was always drawn to India, although this is the first time that I really felt it was the right time. I had chances before, but I felt it wasn't the right time. So when the Oroville group, Wista Kaste and Jaya, came to Ethiopia, I worked with them, and so I got a chance to know more about Oroville, and then I felt more and more that the time was right to go to India, and then we established a little group, Oroville International Ethiopia Group, and we're trying to get organized and finding a place where we can operate. So we're looking at the different legalities to get it established, but we have at least established a group, and I'm the chairman. So what better time to come and experience Oroville? So
you know,
Jill was kind enough to invite me, so here I am.
You know, it's exactly 1 year that AVI International was in Addis.
It's 1 year?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I've been exactly 1 week here.
But tell me, because there were many presentations and talks and discussion and so forth, you know, I know that you were also discussing with the Kaste and Jaya and all of the people who were there. When you come to reality, what is your impression between the vision maybe you had in your head after the everything you saw and being spoken, and after what you when you landed here?
Well, it was a very interesting question. Oroville is a very unique, as I heard, a very interesting place. But I think I try to write about Oroville since I arrived. I always get on my computer and then I stop because it's very hard to describe it. But one thing that one thing that I think my friend Jill said once, or somebody, I think it's Jill, this whole concept about coming face to face with yourself, I think is the best thing, because you begin to look inward, you begin to meditate more, and you begin to observe and face the good things in you and the bad things in you. But you also become, you begin to settle down, become more peaceful, enjoy the environment, and begin to think as you wouldn't in a normal hectic life. So for me, it's been very interesting, and I'm very fascinated by the whole concept of human unity and how people live together, and how you take only what you need, and you try to coexist with everything around you, the insects. You know, usually the tendency when you see an insect is to kill it, to step on it. But this time, if you see an insect walking, you just make the path and you go. You make a curve and go by it.
So
and the geckos and all of that. So it's very interesting.
Back in Addis, you would kill the insect.
You would kill the insect because it was a nuisance. Here, it is a space that you share with the insect. So the insect just as much has the right to live in this environment as you do. So you begin to share and you begin to coexist with the dogs, with the insects, with everything, the geckos, with everything around you. So that is a very, very interesting.
But wouldn't you apply something of that when you go back home?
Yes, exactly. That's the whole point. I mean, there's no point. Why should I kill the insect? You know, it didn't do anything to me. So my whole concept, the way I look at things and the way I look at the world around me is changing fast in 1 week. Mm. And then, of course, there are challenges like the rain and how everything gets soggy. I've never had soggy money in my pocket. But all of this is very interesting. But as Jill promised, she said you will adjust in a week or two. So after my first week, I feel that I'm beginning to adjust and kind of getting that other world out of my head. Mm. Which would be hard to go back to, by the way.
Then the work starts, yeah. Your profession is, actually, you had many vocations. I mean, your path is very rich with, basically with the media, that way or another way, the communication.
Yes, yes. Right now I'm, you would call a communication consultant. I work in advertising, but I went to school in the U.S. at the University of Minnesota, where I got 2 degrees in acting. So now that I'm an older actor, I'm directing more, but I consider myself an actor. I used to be artistic director of the Ethiopian National Theater, and I do films. I brought a couple of the films, hopefully that will share with the Aurovillian here. Sometimes I sing, I play the guitar, which is a hobby of mine. I am also a choreographer, so I do a little bit of everything.
But everything is connected with the sharing and communicating with the people.
Yes, yes.
So that's probably a high note. You mentioned before to Andrea that you were also a radio person, yeah?
Yes, I started on radio. Radio is one of my favorite medium because it reaches so much more of the public. In Ethiopia, there are some 30 million people that listen to the radio, and I always felt that much more than television, which is a city medium, radio is very powerful, and it gets a message out to the people, so it's a people's medium, so I love radio very much. I used to work in Radio Ethiopia a long time ago as a young man. Many things are similar culturally. Many things are similar, and people have a sense of community, and they offer what they have with you, as I'm sure you may have experienced. They always like to feed you whatever little food they have. There's a sense of sharing and sense of loving, which especially in the countryside, people are always smiley, friendly, and always ready to share. So a lot of things, I feel actually very much at home in Oroville. I feel like I'm still in Ethiopia in a way. Yeah, so I'm very comfortable with that.
What is the most impressive things you see within us?
In Oroville?
The city itself or the mother's vision?
I think the most impressive thing is this sense of community, this sense of sharing, and the sense of taking only what you need and trying to put back a part of you into the community.
I mean that taking what you need in ecological awareness?
Yeah, in everything around you, you take only what you need. I experienced some of the community shops that you have, which has been very fascinating to me, that you go in and take what you need. This is a completely new concept to me. Is that, you know, you become very aware of just your needs and not get so greedy about accumulating things you don't need. Because we have, for example, I went to the clothes shop where people go in and take what you need. Mm-hmm. Usually we accumulate so much that if, you know, you open my cupboard, half of the stuff I have, I just accumulate, but I don't use it. But I don't also give it to somebody who needs it. Yeah. That concept is just wonderful. You know, you begin to observe yourself and just use what you need and not get so greedy that you accumulate stuff that other people could use. Yeah. So this concept for me is just it's just unbelievable.
You can use that at home, yeah?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. You know, we have a lot of stuff in our homes, but we never take it out and give it to the people on the street who are begging, who are cold at night. You have all these clothes that's either out of fashion or maybe you've gained weight and you can't wear it, but you don't take it out and give it to those that need it. So I'm sure when I go back, I start from my own cupboard.
Cleaning the
cupboard. And share what I have. What I don't need, somebody else could use. So that is a wonderful concept I have learned.
Mm. Have you read anything about the mother? I'm sure you've been probably...
Yes, I have been reading I didn't finish that long poem, but as you know, there is a history between Shri Aurobindo and my emperor a long time ago, that when Ethiopia was occupied. No, Shri Aurobindo wrote a poem to the emperor during the fascist invasion. And I found mother's... Well, mother actually is... I sort of feel that I have kind of a special relationship when I go to the kitchen, I say, good morning, mother. She's always omnipresent in Oroville. And for me, it's like a spiritual friend that I talk to. You know, I say good morning, I say good night, and sometimes I just talk to her. But I always feel that there is this spirit that is kind of looking after me and guiding me and teaching me and things like that. So that has been a wonderful experience. And Shri Aurobindo, of course, I'm very fascinated by his poetry and his writing. So I've been reading and trying to understand.
Actually, the language is similar to Shakespeare.
Yes, very similar.
Very simple, very similar, very rich. Mm. He's very descriptive, which I find wonderful, wonderful to read.
So you will finish the Savitri, maybe make a play of it.
I hope so. Jill sent me a couple of shorter versions.
I don't know if we can edit it down to 2 hours.
Yeah,
it may be an epic.
But there are few attempts as far as I know.
Yes.
Dance.
But a lot of what Shri Aurobindo wrote, I feel now that I'm in the moment and in the environment, I can understand a little bit more. But it's something that, you know, you take over years, and it's very, very therapeutic and very beautiful. So I'll continue to read.
Okay, besides working with the play, is there anything else you will do? Because you are staying for 2-3 months, yeah? Or even maybe longer, I don't know.
Try and find myself.
That's hard work. Yeah. A long one, too. Yeah. That means you will become a newcomer. You will become
Yes, of course. Of course. If I was not afraid of the heat and the humidity, I would love to soon spend at least half of my life going back and forth. Mm. Continuing, hopefully, to work with Jill on more plays and more creative things.
So what do you think about the common work and everything?
Yeah, it was really a milestone for us, because the Oroville Theatre Group has never invited a guest director to come and work with us. So for me, it felt like a very big step for us to be able to invite people to come and to direct. And it's something that I've looked forward to, because we have these connections with theatre artists from all over the world. But this is the first time that someone has actually come and taken over direction. So I hope we can continue that relationship. And it seems in general that people in theater have discovered Oroville somehow, because of our own growth, maybe inner growth, but also the physical landscape of the performing arts has been enriched. We've just finished the Kripa building, which allows people to come and work on theater or dance. And the word has gotten out that Oroville is open and is available and is receptive to visiting artists. So it will be...
So we'll have more.
Yes, we will have more. Yes.
Let me just say that how honored I feel that I am part of this history of being the first director to have the opportunity to come and work here. A couple of times in my life I've had... similar opportunities and honors when I directed a play at the University of Minnesota as a graduate student. I did a play called Oda Oracle. I felt very alone, one, because I was the only black person in the department, and the first director they have allowed to direct a play in their 50-year history. And I directed Oda Oracle, and the play became an entry to the regional festival, theater festival in America, representing the University of Minnesota. And that has gone on Google, and now that becomes, now it becomes another honor that I have been invited to direct here. So I hope it's only the beginning of many projects that Jill and I will do together.
Yes.
But how does it feel to work together? You said it's the first time, and actually the theater group, who are our theater group? Who are people beside you?
Yeah, we have a regular group, regular as far as Oroville is concerned, of about 8 to 10 people. So it's myself and Svar, Otto, Shrimoy, Charu, sometimes Anadi, Elka, Saraswati, Parta. That forms the core group, I mean, Savitri. And then, of course, there are new people coming in and out all the time. So I have to say that we have had guest directors come with ideas for plays, like my friend from Kolkata, who has a group called Only Third Campus Theater. And I have to give you his name because it doesn't come into my head right now. So we've had an indie director come with an idea to use the theater group to create a show. And he creates very quickly. So in 2 weeks, he had a kind of devised piece.
But that's different than to co-work with somebody.
Yes, exactly. That was a different experience. He said, I have this play I'd like to do. He did a play called Ophelia and O. So, and he came with it, and we got the actors together, and he took over, and that was his show. That was his baby. But this is a different kind of experience. And it's been kind of nice for me to be able to prepare. I felt like John the Baptist. I was preparing the way, and then I give it over to the master and let him do the work.
Not supposed to be the teamwork, no.
No, you can't do that in directing.
That's what I was wondering.
No.
Really.
No, I don't like
if
co-directing.
Anything, this is an example of human unity.
No. Maybe you
she
can
prepares
do it,
the
know?
Way, and then Jesus comes.
No, I'm very happily taking the job of stage manager, which means I get to crack the whip and tell actors to come and not to come, and to manage the stage, whatever is going on at the moment. I like that job. I've done it before, so
it's a very important job, and it's one that's so valuable, because when a new person comes in, it's very hard to, you know, to control actors and discipline them, because you don't know them.
Yes.
But when it is somebody that they respect and know, then it makes my job much easier, because I can concentrate on what I need to do. And let me say that I hope that next time I come, I will not be a director. I will be the actor working with the director, Jill, because that is my forte, and I would like to get some acting sometime.
Have you seen maybe on YouTube or somewhere any of the plays?
Not yet, but I'm looking forward to.
At least the excerpt, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have some DVDs that I would like to show.
Yeah.
We have 3 or 4 plays that we have recorded. The Tempest, I think, is on, and a few others. So I'll let him take a look and see what we have done in the past. Sometimes it's not video. Videotaping a play is not very successful unless you change the blocking, the staging of it for the camera. But at least we have some record of our plays. And
ask Jill where we met some many, many years back.
Yes.
You met before.
Yes, we've met before. That's how I knew him. Mm. And that's how I, to start at the beginning, when I lived in Washington, D.C., I was one of the founders, there were three of us, co-founder of a theater group called the Sanctuary Theater. And it was Michael Oliver, Elizabeth Bruce, and myself. We started this theater, and it was meant to be a multicultural, multi-ethnic theater group in Washington, D.C., which was almost the first of its kind. And in our work, Michael was the artistic director. I was taking care of the new play series. Elizabeth was producing director. And Hymenat's group, I don't know exactly how you appeared in Washington, because I wasn't involved in...
Yeah, we had a small theater company in the Ethiopian community called the Ethiopian Theater Company. Mm-hmm. And we were very friendly with Elizabeth and Michael, and that's how we met. Two of us, actually, Wasan and I, got parts. That's how we met, and me and one of my leading actors. We had a theater company that performed in Amharic for the Ethiopian community. But so two of us came and auditioned and joined Jill, Michael, and Elizabeth in some plays. And I'll let her continue.
Yeah, so when I heard that AVI was going to have their next meeting in Addis Ababa, I thought, well, I know somebody in Ethiopia. I wonder if he's still there. So I wrote to Elizabeth, and she said that she had been in touch mm-hmm. with
she told me that you were here.
Yes, and so I looked on Facebook, and sure enough, there was my old friend Haymanat Alemu, and I wrote to him, and I said, hi, do you remember me after 25 years? Well, it was 25 years since he had been in D.C., and I've been gone for 22 years. So he wrote back to me, and he said, sure, I remember, and I remember the theater group and playing in your theater, and then the connection was made between Haymanat and AVI, and he was very, very, very helpful to everybody there and was a wonderful host and really made the connections, more connections possible. So everybody came back from that experience really glowing and talking about Haymanat, and so I thought, well, I should ask him if he wants to come and direct. I mean, I'm always inviting people, so it was very natural for me to think of that.
But my experience with Jill and her friends was wonderful for me. I was an actor then, which is what I always consider myself to be. I got a chance to play two roles in a Chekhov play at the Sanctuary Theater where Jill was. And then that got some notice, and I ended up winning an award in Washington, D.C. for outstanding acting contribution as an actor. And that was noticed by some very important actors, very famous actors at a theater called the Arena Stage in Washington, D.C., which is... for me, probably the most famous theater in America, and you performed with the audience all around you, so it was very challenging. They invited me to come and audition. I did, and I got a part. That led to that. So here we are, 25 years later. Mother must be doing all the connections, and here I am with Jill in India instead of America, and we're working on another play. So it's wonderful.
It's amazing, yeah. I think you're accustomed to this kind of small miracles.
Yes. But it took me a while to, you know, when you haven't seen somebody for 25 years, and then he's actually here, so it took me a while to grasp that he was actually physically here in Oroville, a place that sometimes you don't expect to see, you know, people you haven't seen for a long time.
I'm from a different set of things. Yeah.
Yes, from a different. So my experience in Washington and putting that together with Oroville took me a while to put those two pictures, to make the one picture out of two pictures.
That's a reality now.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful.
Yes. I think because both of you got stories, many stories, and it would be fascinating. But let's conclude with that. Wait for the play. 8th of December in Bharat Nilas. And thank you both for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for inviting us.
It's a pleasure to be here.